let's keep going with it anyway. Another week, and who knows what can happen. The Knights played the Broncos on Friday night footy. Well, Newcastle come off a tough few weeks. Let's face it, they have equipped themselves well while the Broncos are playing for their finals live. But we think Newcastle will have an easier time, and therefore you should load up with those players, particularly at front row forward. The Broncos are worst against front row forwards in the league. We also like James McManus and Tyrone Roberts, and of course Darius Boyd. Meanwhile, with the Broncos, well, they're fifth in scoring, so the big names like Justin Hodges, Matt Gillette and Corey Parker are must-plays, despite the fact the Knights are sixth hardest to score off and at home. Corey Oates will probably come back to earth after a great start. I'm going to pick the Knights. Tigers MS, how do you see it going in this game?
Yeah, look, I'm going to pick the Knights only because they're at home. If this was being played in Brisbane, I'd go with the Broncos. It's going to be tough in a pretty close game, I feel. Look, the two from the Broncos, Oates, obviously, and Hodges, I thought they were great last week, and I think that they'll have a decent time, depending on the ball they get, of course, from the halves, Ben Hunt being the new seven. If you want to go somewhere a little bit outside the box, you've got Peter Wallace versus Craig Gower, both in the number 14 jersey. If you want to pick either of those for your Supercoach side, I'd be going Craig Gower because he's been playing quite well.
Yeah, he has, certainly one to watch as we head towards playoffs time in Supercoach. We're going to talk about that a little bit after we go through the teams as well, just what strategy you should have for your finals games. Penrith Panthers versus the Sydney Roosters. Well, the Penrith Panthers are in real trouble, becoming irrelevant in 2013 with another loss against the high-flying Roosters. Sonny Bill Williams is out, however, so I guess that improves their chances, and Penrith are at home. As mentioned earlier, Boyd Cordner's in great form. Keep an eye on Jake Friend also. Penrith the second worst against centre and winger, and worst against 5-8, so it could be a good day for the likes of Michael Jennings, Sean Kenny-Dow and Roger Tavares-Sheck, and obviously James Maloney, a must play with those statistics. Mosi Mosoi returns for the Panthers against his old club. Could be in for a good day, but in general only play Penrith players if you have to, as the Roosters are toughest to score off. As far as Supercoach is concerned, I'm picking the Roosters, Tigers and MS. Do you see it any differently?
No, look, I think the Roosters will win, but they won't win by much. It'll be a very close one out at Penrith, and Penrith and the Roosters always give you a good game. As for Supercoach, for Penrith, maybe the number one and the number two, Moylan and James Roberts. James Roberts did quite well last week. Basically all the backs there for the Roosters are getting pretty close to being must plays if you have them in your side.
Yeah, definitely this week is a good week to target them. And I guess James Roberts is a guy we've mentioned a couple of times over the last month or so, and he continues to do well. But as all centre and wingers, he's a little bit up and down, as can be the case with that position. But when he hits, he really does hit well, and a great price still. The Warriors take on the Sharks on Saturday afternoon footy. The 3 p.m. game is back, and got to be loving that.
It's actually 5 p.m. because it said Warriors.
Of course. Good pick up, I guess. We get to watch
it. I got excited too.
We get to watch it at 3 o'clock. but the Warriors, well, they're in great form. The Sharks have found some since last week. I think the great battle will be Sean Johnson v. Todd Carney. We also like Kevin Locke and Elijah Taylor. New Zealand are worse against halfback. Does that help Jeff Robson? Does it even help Carney? Andrew Fifita is a must-buy at this point, and Michael Gordon may do well. Also, the Warriors are fourth worst against fullback, if you're looking for that little bit of an edge. Tyrone Peachey, he's been named on an extended bench, and he continues to put up pretty good points when he gets a game, so keep an eye on that one. He is still relatively good value as far as price is concerned. I'm going to pick the Warriors over there, but I think it's going to be pretty tight. Tigers and Mesh, how do you see it going?
Look, I'm going to pick the Warriors as well, purely because it's at Mount Smart. Sharks have been a little bit up and down. They got thrashed by the Roosters and then did the same thing to the Panthers. Paul Gallen's back for them, which is a good thing. As you mentioned, the halves before. Look, I'm going to say Yeah, stick with a few Sharks players and the backs especially. Ben Matalino, Simon Mannering, Elijah Taylor, for your forwards in the Warriors, so I'd go for Supercoach.
Yeah, I can only agree with you there. Parramatta v Manly, the 5:30 game there. Look, not much to say. The Eels are at home, but Manly are flying now. They'll be tough to hold off, obviously. Darcy Lussick, Daniel Harrison playing against their former club. Maybe that helps from a Supercoach perspective. For Manly, their outside backs are doing great. Eels are dead last and they're stopping Supercoach points, so pretty much play at your leisure. They're particularly bad at halfback and second row forward, worst overall. Look for Daly Cherry Evans and Justin Horro to have a big game. Horro, in particular, Tigers MS has been outstanding in recent times. Obviously, Manly are going to win. Any Supercoach predictions?
Yeah, Supercoach predictions. Yeah, as you're saying, Horro, Foran. I fully expect Matt Eye-Lyon to Fua, Williams, and Stewart to all feature very heavily in the scoring. As for the Eels, geez, look, I don't know. I'm not going to say Ben Roberts.
If you have to pick someone, it would be funny if you put him up again. Let's face it.
Yeah, you have to pick someone. I don't know. Go someone in the forwards. Rennie Matua's playing. Darcy Lussick's playing at lock, so that might, he might do something against his old club.
Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe Lussick or Harrison there against their old club. The Cowboys and South Sydney, a game that maybe earlier in the year we thought would be a real blockbuster, is turning out probably to be a dud. North Queensland in the world trouble, as we discussed earlier. Their players should be avoided, except maybe Jonathan Thurston. If he's already in your lineup, you've pretty much got to keep playing him. He does still put up the points, despite the fact North Queensland can't seem to find a win anywhere. The Rabbits are doing great. All players should be played. Remember, Adam Reynolds is looking a bit below his form. George Burgess into the starting lineup, and Thomas Burgess named on a six-man bench. Thomas is still relatively cheap, so he could be a nice addition coming into the finals time. Matt King finally found a spot in the team last week. He could be a great late-season addition. And Dylan Walker, that man, still doing well also. I don't think I really need to say too much more. South of Sydney are going to win. Tigers MS, do you agree?
Yeah, pretty much. South will do this one pretty easy. As a super coach, load up on your Burgesses. They're quite good. And also, a bit of a rookie watch, get Luke Keary. He was great when he came on against the Titans, scoring a try and setting up a try. As well as for the Cowboys, Kyle Felt on the wing. I think this is his first game in the top grade. He'll be very cheap, and so you might be able to get some kind of value from him. Apart from that, I'm not quite sure what to do with the Cowboys.
Well, if you've got the trades to use at this end of the season, then maybe Felt would be a good one, simply because he's the top point scorer in the under-20s. So that's got to suggest that he might put up some points in the A grade as well. Sunday footy, well, the Raiders take on the Storm at Canberra Stadium. I think this should be a bumper game. It's a big match for both teams. The Raiders finally getting away with a win last week, where they won away, and they need to keep that going. The Storm are on a losing streak and obviously need to turn it around against a team that notoriously does well against them. Shandor Earl returns, so Sammy Salima should be sold off, while the Storm do struggle against centre and winger, so Earl and Reece Robinson could be good additions this week. Billy Slater hitting form, as we mentioned earlier, and the Raiders also bad against front row forwards, so maybe Cameron Smith goes large this week. Another cheapie, Slade Griffin, has been named on the bench, so if you picked him up at Origin time and he's still sitting there, good luck to you on that one. I'm going to pick the Storm, but it's just the coin job for me. Tigers and Mess, how do you see the game going?
Yeah, look, Melbourne are on a losing streak, and I'm going to predict that one to continue. I think Canberra are going to go through at home undefeated. But it's it's a very tough one. Yeah, as for Supercoach, I think for the Raiders, I think Milford and Robinson are good picks, as well as Papali. For Melbourne, or you've mentioned Billy Slater already and Cam Smith. I would suggest the big three, so Cooper Cronk as well. I think they're you guys who will net you the most points. That's if Melbourne are going to win the game. Those guys will score big.
Yeah, Cronk had been disappointing through the origin period, but he hit form last week from a Supercoach perspective. And I agree with you about Josh Papali. I think he's a great pickup for this time of year. He's just going from strength to strength. It is pretty much a game of the round with the Panthers. Roosters won. Let's look at the other two games. They're both games that don't have so much consideration to finals. Gold Coast Titans versus the West Tigers. Obviously, Tigers now out of contention. It is a good opportunity for Titans to try to get their season back on track. Realistically, only Robbie Farah and the Tigers wingers can be played with any confidence at the moment for either side. No Albert Kelly this week. Ashley Harrison moves to 5'8". That may stifle some of his points. Kevin Gordon, he could be our sleeper, as the Tigers are very bad against the outside backs. Obviously, I'm picking Gold Coast, despite the fact they've been pretty ordinary lately. Tigers MS, can the West Tigers cause an upset?
Look, it's a very tough one. I found this one the toughest of the lower round to pick. We have Aiden Caesar playing halfback. We've got Ashley Harrison playing 5'8" for the Gold Coast. That'll hurt them a little bit in terms of their organisation. I'm going to say probably Gold Coast only because it's at their home, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Tigers winning out of the blue. For a bit of a outside guess, I'm going to say if you pick Tigers, Lawrence and Ashford, they're up against two relatively inexperienced centres. Takarangi's got a bit of experience, but Jamie Dowling is only a couple of games into his career. And if they've got decent ball, unlike Monday night, there could be something on there, because Chris Lawrence scored about 60 or 70 points, I thought, in a team that was thoroughly beaten.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I think that since Jamal Idris's injury, playing any centres and wingers against the Gold Coast is a good idea. So if you've got them, you should have probably picked up Nofalama or Simona by now, at least, and maybe you can find room for Chris Lawrence this week because he could do well for you. Speaking of centres and wingers that could do well for you, the Monday night game, Dragons v the Bulldogs. Look, Dogs, Ben Barber's out, so Tim Lafayette finally gets a chance when it's not origin period, and he's been very strong when in the team. Trent Hodgkinson, Michael Ennis and James Graham, they're also must plays, and keep an eye on Josh Jackson, who's been doing well this year. For St. George, Trent Merrin obviously is still a must play, but Josh Dugan was shut down last week, and with the Dogs doing well preventing Supercoach points, their fourth overall, could be another tough week for him. I don't really see any other options from the Saints beyond just throwing a dartboard at someone who might get over for a try or two. I'm going to pick the Dogs, Tigers MS. How do you see it going?
Yeah, look, St. George went from penthouse to the outhouse in a couple of weeks. The Dogs won't let him off the hook, I don't think. As you're saying, Tim Lafayette. Look, I'm going to say all the outside backs for the Dogs, I think, are going to have some big point scoring for the Dragons. Dugan, of course. A guy who played well against the Raiders, I thought, was Jack DeBellin. He could be a possibility if you needed to chuck him in. I can't see anything but the Dogs doing a thorough job on the Dragons.
Yeah, unless somehow Monday Night Footy helps the Dragons like it did 2 weeks ago, I don't think
that's a possibility too.
And look, Tigers MS, it is really coming to the business end of the year as far as Supercoach is concerned, just this week and next week to go, and then it's finals time. If you've kept any trades in your back pocket, what is the strategy now? Is it keep them for the finals, or is it use them up? And obviously, the trades you are getting, we're looking longer term at this point, not just for this week and this week only, unless, of course, you are battling for a 7th or 8th spot.
Yeah, that's right. If you're under the pump and trying to get a final spot, then you'll have to use them and use them now. If you're sitting pretty, then I think you can afford just to maybe change one. If you think you can get a guy that, you know, will really help you out, then I think that's the way to go. But just hang on to them if you can. If not, then I'd say, use them. Just use what you got, and try and get that final spot, and then you can kind of reassess and try and shift your team around through that way.
And regardless of if you've got a couple of trades up your sleeve or if you're really down to your last one or two, at this stage, the money side of things should be averaging around zero. You've got to really maximise your output at the moment. So if you are keeping two or three trades up your sleeve for those end-of-season games, you're pretty much trading like for like, or maybe trading two out at a time, bringing one big name in, one cheapie. The last thing you need to do is have, you know, 50, 100, 150,000 of your salary cap just sitting there gathering dust, because it's not the time that you can make loads of trades and really make a lot of money on cheapies. You want guys that are going to be doing the business. And look, if you've got bench players, especially in centre and winger where you get four, it's fine to have guys on the bench that aren't playing at this stage, because your starters are the ones that should be chewing up the cash. We're going to keep talking about finals strategy over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, it is the time now where you can turn a good season into a great one, and with those last astute picks. And also making who you're going to make captain, we can target that. Had you made one of the Burgess boys captain last week, it would have really gone a long way towards winning over 100 points for each of them. You know, they're the type of week or moves that you can do within a week, even not including using a trade, which can win you a game you otherwise might have lost and get you over the edge. As we do in each and every week, Tigers MS World of Sport, and you've got a good one for us this week.
I do, and it's my favourite Argentinian soccer player, Diego Maradona. I'll just go through a few of these. He's had a checkered career with the press. He's complained that the media follow him too closely, which I could probably understand, but in 1994 he fired an air gun at reporters and was given a 2-year suspended sentence. In May this year, he stopped his car on a highway and threw rocks at cameramen following home from the airport. But this is my favourite. It's just recently happened for the photographer for Celebrity Magazine. He's accused Maradona of kicking him in the groin. The Gent magazine photographer Enrique Medina, he filed a police complaint claiming that the World Cup winner attacked him outside Maradona's father's house on Sunday night. Medina said Maradona ran at him like he was taking a free kick, and apparently he put a couple of balls into the top corner. And, he said he doubled over in pain, and he obviously filed a complaint. That's hand of God. He's a character, Maradona. That's my favourite Maradona story. Of all Maradona stories, that's my favourite.
Talk about warding a free kick.
That's right.
Oh, dear, you've had some good ones this year, Tigers MS, you really have. Great show tonight. Of course, you can download us all the time, www.paulygsports.com. Click us a like on Facebook and also Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at PaulyGSports or at TigersMS78. Thanks very much, Tigers MS. We'll see you again next week. And we will hopefully hear from you again next week, of course, at NRL Live. Thanks so much for listening and seeing you.